USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here just north of Sacramento, California, it's difficult to breathe through a thick cloud of brown smoke from hundreds of wildfires. They started from lightning storms, which happened earlier in the week. Nearly 12,000 firefighters statewide continue to battle the blazes, 22 of which are major. The flames have already burned an area three times the size of Los Angeles. At least six people have died. Governor Gavin Newsom says resources are stretched thin.
We've been on the phone with governors trying to reach out as far as the East Coast to see if we can get resources here into the state of California.
Paul Verkammen is in Napa Valley.
Here we've had 314,000 acres burned, some 560 structures completely destroyed. This is now the second largest wildfire in California history.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Bad news for the Gulf region. Two tropical weather systems are moving towards the Gulf Coast. USA's Kenneth Burns reports on how one Texas city is preparing.
Houston officials are planning ahead of Tropical Storm Laura and Depression 14, which could become Tropical Storm Marco by Sunday. They're urging residents to be prepared now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says first responders will be ready to perform water rescues, if any. He also says they've kept the COVID-19 pandemic in mind.
We still will be intending to take do the COVID checks, and to spread people out. And so, again, this is one of the times where you may have to be encouraged to shelter in place or shelter with family or friends or neighbors if it is needed.
It has been more than 60 years since two tropical strength storms had been in the Gulf at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the stars of Full House has been sentenced in the college admissions scandal. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Actress Lori Loughlin will serve 2 months in prison, and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, will serve 5 months after the couple pled guilty to conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal. A federal judge accepted plea deals from the couple in a video sentencing hearing. Loughlin will also pay $150,000 in fines, serve 100 hours of community service, and be under supervised release for 2 years. Giannulli will pay a fine of $250,000, serve 250 hours of community service, and served 2 years of supervised release. The couple was accused of paying $500,000 to secure their two daughters' admissions to the University of Southern California by masquerading them as potential athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Florida reported more than 4,600 new coronavirus cases on Friday and 110 new deaths. WFOR-TV reporter Ty Russell.
There are roughly 1,700 people in hospitals throughout Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And today we are learning that leaders and doctors are expecting another spike sometime next month or October. But they are hopeful that that spike won't be as high as the last time.
Meanwhile, Florida hospitals report they've lost nearly $4 billion in the past 4 months due to increased staffing costs and extra protective equipment. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.